It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Play it again,
right, baby.
Play it again.
Again.
Play it again.
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 Baseball with
Turn it up louder.
Break their speakers at 6.
That's right. It's FM now in stereo.
And if you don't like it, it's FU.
I'm kidding.
This is the place and we're the one.
Clap twice when they do it.
Yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
All right, let's get this show started. Greatest day of your life.
In 2024, unless, of course, you've had a child before and you got married.
Depending on who you talk to, this could be better than a wedding.
I say, depending on who you got married to.
That's exactly right.
Or who married you, maybe, too, well, you know?
It's why I'm single. It's where you want to be.
That's right.
Single with Mr. Likens.
Yeah.
No, but it's good we get static on the television. Anyways, today's a great day. Today, I got up this morning and I thought to myself and I said, okay, it's Monday. It feels like this is a longer weekend than normal. I don't know why.
Yes.
Maybe because there was no Chiefs game. So there was nothing really to prepare for other than like watch the NFL and then
sit around, watch Red Zone, watch some baseball.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
And Saturday, obviously the game, the Royals game, which we can dissect throughout the day, but I want to be very, very, very important to what I'm thinking about here today is about your fandom. Today is about Kansas City sports, right? Like, never, and I don't know if in your life, you've been doing radio a little bit longer than I have, and Mac, maybe like in, you know, Tennessee, there were certain things that happened, but like today is like one of those, you know, where you woke up today, it was all about Kansas City sports.
Yeah.
Like it's, and I know that there are other teams like the Current and the and Sporting and all that, but like your baseball team and your football team are going to be playing on the center stage literally at the same time. Royals start at 6:38. Chiefs will start like 7:23-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll literally have Monday Night Football live in Arrowhead Stadium. And then you'll also have the Kansas City Royals in game two of a divisional series against the New York Yankees in primetime in the Bronx. I don't know if there's ever been a day in my life where I've been this excited, this juiced. Like, I know I'm going to blink and the show's going to be over.
Yep.
I know I'm going to be...
You're going to blink and the day's going to be over.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
exactly.
And then Tuesday, you know, it's just whatever.
And tomorrow, but like, you're going to sleep.
Yeah. Tomorrow
we rest.
Tomorrow it'll be Bink and somebody else
right.
with Mac. But no, I think that's what today is. I think today is all about your fandom. Like, you're either going to be you know, you're either going to work today with Chiefs socks and a Royals hat on, or you're like Bob and I, which you can check it out on our live stream on YouTube, Twitch, whatever. Fesco and Dusty, subscribe. But I think that you could probably agree to this. Like, I don't know if you've had a bigger day in sports. I gave you a fist bump before the show because I was like, this is historic today.
No, this is something we've never seen. This is a big day. This is very reminiscent. You know, if you want to really go back to 2014 and the wild card game one night, and then the Chiefs game on Monday, and then the wild card game on Tuesday.
Yeah,
I think this is the closest we've ever gotten again, because we've never seen our teams good at the same time, and really this is the first time in our lifetimes that we've seen these two teams be legitimate at the same time. Right? You know, the Royals have obviously now postseason expectations that people expect them to do well in the playoffs, and obviously with the Chiefs, we expect them to three-peat and win the Super Bowl. That all being said, there's only really one game that matters tonight, and that's the one that's taking place at 6:38 at Yankee Stadium, because if the Royals don't come out victorious in that, we're talking about being down 0-2. The Chiefs game, obviously, it's an important game, you know, because it's an NFL game, and you only get 17 of them.
Is it important, though?
But is it? Like, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Like tonight's
NFC.
Order. Yeah, it's an NFC team, Monday Night Football, week before the bye, you're sitting at 4-0, carnage around the rest of the NFL. There's only one other good team out there. It's the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold and doing their thing. Of course, they beat the Jets yesterday. But there's one game that matters tonight. Like, this Royals game is the most important game that we have seen in Kansas City since the Super Bowl. And if they don't go out there and take care of business tonight at Yankee Stadium, they're going to be coming back Wednesday. People will be excited, but people will be walking into that game Wednesday wondering if this is going to be a three-game sweep by the Kansas City or by the New York Yankees over the Royals. So this is the game tonight. The Royals is by far the most important game. That being said, I'm still having both games on. And probably once football gets going, you put the football commentary on, you know, over the baseball commentary. But this is the most important game we've seen since the Super Bowl in Kansas City. And that sounds great to say, too, right? Oh, we've had to wait 10 months, you know, 8 months, 9 months, whatever it's been since our last important game, where we've waited years in the past for this. But it really all comes down to the Royals tonight. Like, I'm already nervous about this game. I'm already consuming way too much information from all the New York Post papers about what they're saying about the game, and consuming that side to see how they're feeling about it. And I got to be honest with you, I'm sick to my stomach. I want this to be a 1 o'clock game. Like, let's get this thing going. I can't imagine those players after that game on Saturday night. And then you have to take a day off on Tuesday or on Sunday. I mean, and
why
then,
did the NL do that?
I guess they didn't want to compete with the NFL is the only thing I could think of, because you want your games to be standalone, I think, in the playoffs. And I like the fact that every game is a standalone game. But if you were going to do that in baseball yesterday, you would have started around 1 o'clock Eastern time when the NFL's kicking off, and you're probably not going to get a lot of attention on your games if you're doing it that way. So you play a 4 o'clock game on a Monday.
I don't know.
But, you know, there's really no way to avoid the NFL. Really isn't. Like, as much as you want to avoid the NFL and not play head to head with the NFL, that's why Saturday was great for baseball.
Especially the time slot.
Yeah, there was no competition for baseball on Saturday. So it had you could watch every game and enjoy them and not have to worry about, you know, missing the NFL. And then the NFL's a beast that drives 25 million people to the TV set to watch anybody play. And, you know, a good baseball game gets you 3 or 4 million people at the TV set.
That's interesting you say that, because I'm wondering, because you and I do this all the time, do you think ratings will be higher for Chiefs fans or Royals fans in Kansas City?
I don't know. And I was thinking about that driving in today, because we have the Royals on 610. We have the Chiefs on 96.5, the Fan.
Correct.
I was wondering it myself, like, which number is going to be higher? Is it going to be Royals or is it going to be Chiefs? Logic would tell you it should be the Royals, but this has become such a Patrick Mahomes-led Chiefs town that it could very well be the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know. From a TV standpoint, we're talking about TBS versus ABC tonight, right? It's going to be on Channel 9, and you're going to have the cable option with TBS, or if you stream on Max, you know, you can get it that way. So I think the reach is bigger for football, obviously. That's why football is king, because you don't have to, you know, search for their games all the time. Like,
it just kind of shows up on your TV.
It really does. It's just there. Like, I was looking yesterday, I'm like, where the hell is this Phillies-Mets game? Oh, FS1. Like, that's
75.
You want to talk about burying that somewhere, right? Oh, yeah. Like, that is buried, but
we had the same situation. He's like, "What channel is the game?" I was like, "FS1." He's like, "No, it's got to be like on Fox." I'm like, no, it's not on Fox today.
No, not on Fox.
Tom Brady's on Fox
because they're not giving up a regular season NFL for what turned out to be an unbelievable postseason game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
How good was that Phillies Mets game coming off the Yankees Royals game?
Castellanos
was huge. Nobody did anything. Right. Three moments for Castellanos yesterday, but no, I think really the Chiefs today should be that secondary topic for everybody in town because our baseball team's in the ALDS and they do now face a must win game. You don't want to fall down 0-2. Like, you're not going to cancel the season as Q would say, but if you come out of New York down 0-2, the odds really aren't in your favor. Hell, the odds aren't in your favor when you're down 0-1. 73% of teams in the ALDS to get up 1-0 win the series. So the odds are already stacked. You don't want to fall down 0-2. This is a must-win game for the Royals tonight. And you got Cole Reagans on the mound. Who the hell would you want on the mound? Cole Reagans, let's go.
I don't know if I'm the only one in this situation. We were all watching the game. Mac was still shirtless playing one-on-one basketball with the neighborhood kids.
Right. Nice you can find somebody to beat up on.
Yeah, he's like a radio version of Salvador Perez, but he just goes and like blocks like 7-year-old shots. Yeah. He's like, you guys want to go?
At a 6-foot goal.
They call me the swish machine. Your words, not mine. Great words. But anyways, the Royals game, when they lost on Saturday, I don't know if I felt the only way, but... I wasn't upset with the loss. I was upset with the situation. I know everybody knows the elephant in the room was he was clearly out at second base.
Right.
I did not go into that out and say that run is going to cost us the game, but I did say that he was going to score. Mm-hmm. I was like, he will score now. I guarantee it. I was at my sister's birthday event, and then I got home, and I'm watching the game, and I'm sitting there with a couple of people just kind of eyeing in on it, and I'm like, Chisholm's going to score now. I don't know what that run's going to mean, but he's definitely going to score. He was out. Terrible call. There were a couple things that didn't go right, but that game, man, it was tooth and nail. When I say tooth and nail, I know what that definition means now.
Yeah, yep.
And they didn't scare me, man. Like, that was...
We needed the NFL ref with the index card to go in between his foot and the base to see if there was a space there sake.
You needed somebody with common sense.
Yeah, they watched
it in New York.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, it goes to show you
same
business.
Thing we saw.
Business. Sports is a business.
Yes.
What's good for the Major League Baseball business? Right. The Yankees winning. What's good for the NFL business? The Chiefs winning. I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
And... Look, I...
That's why you can't leave it up to them. You got to take care of business on your own.
I just... And that's the thing is, like, it was more so, like... And the thing that really sucked is, like, you know, some St. Louis friends were, like, poking to my side, like, oh, your Royals lost. I was like, I didn't...
How's your team doing in St. Louis?
I didn't even respond.
Come on. If you're in St. Louis, you ought to pull a Homer Simpson, retreat back to the bushes. You lost two NFL teams and your baseball team's ass.
I didn't even... And their front office's ass, too.
Yeah.
I didn't even, like, pay attention to that. City. But then the other thing is, like, people would be like... Well, now you know what it's like when those Chiefs get... No. This was an out or safe call. This wasn't a pass interference or a holding call. This was either he's out or he's safe. And not only did Homer Royals fans, myself included, be like, that's an atrocious call. I'm listening to one of the most intelligent broadcasters, personality sports of all time, Bob Costas, be like... Wow, I don't know how they didn't see what we saw.
Yeah. It really is crazy. But again, people have mocked me for this script thing for years, but those are the moments that I'm talking about when I'm talking about the script. I mean, and then the Bobby Witt strike three call. I mean, let's not let that go, you know, undiscussed. I mean,
most emotion you've ever seen him show.
I mean, ever. It was good to see a little emotion out of Bobby Witt Jr. But you know what? You took a pitch that was borderline. I don't know. You got to swing. Maybe don't leave it into the hands of the umpires. What they used to tell us in Little League all the time, you know, if it's close, swing. And he didn't, and he got bit by it, but that was out of the strike zone too. So there were two bad calls. And then there was a Zerpa in between. And so, I mean, like, you know, what could go wrong kind of went wrong, but tonight you have an opportunity to write that. You've got a legitimate Cy Young Award candidate on the mound tonight in Cole Reagan's. Rodon is going for the Yankees tonight, and he's trying to rebound from a bad playoff performance that he had in 2022 or something like that. So it's going to be a great pitching matchup, I think, tonight. But this is where Cole Reagan's has to be the Cole Reagan's that he was. And I don't think you could ask for anybody better on the mound, maybe in Royals history at this point, than Cole Reagan standing up there on the mound, because nothing phases him. And so I expect a great performance out of him. I expect another nail biter. I expect a 1-0 game, and it's going to come down to what bullpen decides to perform better than the other. And that's where it's going to end up. It's going to be a 7-8-9 inning type of game. And those are the innings that are going to determine this thing. When you're getting settled in for the beginning of the second half of the Chiefs game, maybe 7-8-9 are going to be coming up on your other TV screen. Where are you going to be dialed into? It's 1-0 either way going into the seventh inning. Which game's going to have your attention, right? It's going to be the Royals. As much as we love football and want to watch it, football's kind of the dessert tonight, you know? Football's kind of the dessert for me tonight, because baseball is the entree, it's the main course, it's the appetizer, it's the amuse-bouche, as Specter likes, and it's everything in.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Between. So, man, this is a huge game. It's the biggest game, again, we've seen in this town since the Super Bowl.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.